Lesson 15. The 15th lesson. A holiday in the country. If you want to have a really good holiday in the country, you must go and stay at a farm. Sometimes we go to my uncle's farm in Herefordshire and enjoy ourselves very much. But the farmer's life, though healthy, is by no means an easy one. There is always plenty to do. He must look after his stables and his horses. He must milk the cows and clean the cowsheds. Then he has to take great care of the young animals, the lambs and the calves. They must all be cared for, just like little children. Goats and sheep must be fed, and pigs fattened. You can see the pigs in their sty, and the ewes with their lambs in the sheepfold. Then somebody has to go round the fowl houses to collect the eggs. Cocks and hens, ducks and drakes, turkeys and geese must all be fed and fattened for the market. When we stay at my uncle's farm, we have to work very hard, but we don't mind. We really enjoy it. We like to pick the fruit in the orchard. Apples, pears, plums, cherries, raspberries, strawberries, and gooseberries. In the old days, most of the work on a farm was done by hand and with the aid of horses. But now, things are altogether different. Ploughing is done with a tractor, and eggs are taken to market in motor vans. Cows are milked by electricity, and chickens are bred in incubators. So you see, a farmer's life is not what it used to be.
What time do you have to get up when you are staying at your uncle's farm?
We have to get up about 6 o'clock.
Why must you get up so early?
Well, there's a great deal to be done. We have to feed the fowls, and gather the eggs, and so on.
Are you going to the country next summer?
I don't know. We shall have to think about it.
It must be a delightful change for you after living all the year in town.
Yes, it is. It's so nice to feel that you don't have to rush for a train in the morning and that you needn't put on a stiff collar or sit all day in a stuffy office.
Don't you have to work very hard on the farm?
We can if we want to. But of course we're not obliged to. We just do as we please. There is always work that mustn't be neglected. So we do what we can to help.
I've never spent a holiday in the country.
Oh, you must. You simply mustn't miss a chance. Come with us next year. You needn't be afraid that you'll have to work too hard. I know you don't like work.
Oh, come, you mustn't say that.
Well, what about coming with us next year?
I'd love to. But are you sure I shall not inconvenience you?
No, of course you won't.